Lord Jesus, I know that you're a healer. Jesus, you spent approximately half your ministry healing people. Lord, you continue to do it today. We praise your name. We give you glory. Lord, we love the signs and wonders. We love the miracles.
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 8. Hebrews 13, verse number 8, very familiar scripture to many of us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. Say it with me. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Does God still heal today? There are many people who doubt that God heals today. Whoa, technical difficulties. If I had my coat on, you wouldn't ever notice this. Many people who doubt that God still heals today. You probably know some. Others emphatically claim that the miraculous only happened in the Bible. Others might believe healing only happens for a select few. God's favorites. Views on healing vary from person to person and even from one church to another. And this is because of personal experience or erroneous teaching. Nevertheless, our misunderstanding in regard to healing simply produces doubt regarding God's power to heal. One thing you must never forget, never ever forget, you serve a God who loves you and wants the very best for you. This morning, I hope to convince you that healing is God's will by laying a strong biblical foundation on the subject of healing. I think I have about 30 scriptures for you. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he is the Lord who heals us, and he is still in the business of healing. Amen. Amen. Now, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In order for you to have faith for healing, it is essential that you hear what the word of God says about healing. Amen? And then accept it as truth. This word is the truth. It's the only truth you will find in life today. Amen. All the time. Every day. Every minute. In Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Verse number 3 says, "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." In these three verses I just read to you, Jesus is described as both Savior, the one who saved us from our sins, and healer, the one who heals our sicknesses and diseases. Now, for a key text this morning, I want you to look again at Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to remember this verse and connect it with all of the scriptures I give you this morning, and it will strengthen you and increase your faith in God's ability to heal. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive and in the position of power today, just as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Now listen, folks, we must raise our expectation level. We need to raise our expectation level. I want you to listen to this story from Scripture. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Verse 3, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. Verse 5, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. In verse 7, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Amen. Peter and John performed a healing miracle on the way to church. Peter and John were merely disciples of Jesus Christ. They were following his example. You and I are also disciples of Jesus Christ. Just a few weeks ago, you made a commitment to discipleship. You remember that? So now you are a wide-eyed, sanctified, blood-bought, spirit-taught, Bible-toting, scripture-quoting, Satan-bashing, sin-trashing, Christ-following, pride-swallowing, hard-praying, truth-conveying, faith-walking, gospel-talking, bona fide, big-time disciple. Amen. Amen. Now, just imagine what you could do on the way to church. Just imagine what you could do on the way to church, or maybe on your way home from church. Let me prove my point this morning. I want to give you 15 biblical reasons why healing is still God's will for today. 15 biblical reasons why it's still God's will for today. Number one is the compassion of Jesus. The compassion of Jesus. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 and 36. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. And then Matthew 14, 14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Our Savior loves you so much that when he looks at you, he does so with a heartfelt compassion. The Lord sympathizes with our infirmities and would do anything to make us well and whole. His love prompts him to supply a continual flow of rich blessings into our life. Number two, the goodness of the Father. The goodness of the Father. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7 and verse 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. And then verse 11. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts, good things to those who ask him? And then James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Why is God healing God's will for today? Simply put, God is a good God and loves to give good gifts. Would you consider healing a good gift? Amen. Amen. God doesn't want his bride to be sick. He wants his bride to enjoy good health. Number three, the willingness of Jesus. The willingness of Jesus. Matthew chapter 8, verses 2 through 7. I know many of you are taking notes, so if you don't get something, holler at me, okay? Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 through 7. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 3. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Verse 5, now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. Verse 7, and Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. We know God can heal, and that God has healed in the past. But we question his willingness to heal us. Yeah. Brother and sister, God loves you. He is compassionate, and he is willing to heal you. Hold on to those truths, saints. Amen. Hold on to that. Amen. Number four, the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Exodus chapter 25 and verse 26. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians.
What was that, Exodus
what? 25, 26. And it finishes saying, for I am the Lord who heals you. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. And then our key verse, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals you. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And as the children of Israel roamed in the desert, God promised to keep them free of sickness and disease. When Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, he made a practice of healing those in need. Jehovah Rapha is the Lord who heals. He's still the healer today. His name has not changed. Amen. Number five. Bet you never been in a service like this before. I hope you didn't write that down. Number five, the glory of God. Healing takes place because of the glory of God. Matthew 15, verse 30 and 31. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Verse 31, so the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. There's a song out that I just dearly love, and it talks about this very verse. Amen? The lame walking. The people that were sick are doing just the opposite. And at the end of the verse, it says, if you don't believe me, find the blind man. He saw it all. Isn't that cool? That's cool. John chapter 9, verse 3. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Whenever the sick were healed in the life and ministry of Jesus, people would respond by glorifying God. We talked about John and Peter going to the temple, and the lame man was healed. Well, he celebrated by jumping up and down in the temple. He showed God's glory. He hollered and hooped and everything else because God had healed him. You and I should take the same position. We give God glory right now because we got up this morning. We are mobile. You have air in your lungs. Your mind is functioning. And folks, you are alive. Amen? Amen. You are alive. Praise be to God. Give him a shout. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. All right. Number six, the power of the full gospel. The power of the full gospel. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Romans chapter 15 and verse 19. In mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. The kingdom of God is not in word alone, but the kingdom is also revealed in the power of Almighty God. Amen. There's an old saying around churches that says, if you're all word, you're going to dry up. If you're all spirit, you're going to blow up. We need balance. We need balance. God has given us authority to use his power against every evil spirit, every assault of the enemy, and over all sickness and disease. The power of God is available to you and to me. The power of God is available to you and to me. Number seven. The healing anointing of his manifest presence. The healing anointing of his manifest presence. Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Power of the Lord was present to heal them. Luke chapter 6 and verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Healed them all. What do we understand from these scriptures? It would appear that all those who received healing were in the presence of Jesus. Healing comes from spending time in God's presence. That's why worship is so important and vital. It's vital. The condition of our hearts and attitude in worship creates an atmosphere for miracles. Amen. And saints, don't miss the worship time. It is your gift of appreciation to God. And it's during that time he wants us to draw close. Number 8, the demonstration of his deity. The demonstration of his deity. Mark chapter 2, verse 5 through 12. Mark 2, verse 5 through 12. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Verse 7, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts?" Verse 9, "Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'?" Verse 10, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.'" Verse 12, "Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, 'We never saw anything like this.'" We never saw anything like this. That's the story where the four men let their buddy down through the roof of the house. Healing the sick authenticates to everyone who Jesus really is. Amen. He is the living, all-powerful, miracle-working God. Amen. And throughout the New Testament, miracles are often referred to as signs and wonders. These signs and wonders revealed the truth about Jesus, amazed the crowd, and brought glory to God. Number 9. The gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Each of the gifts of the Spirit are intended to operate when believers gather together. Let me repeat that. Each of the gifts of the Spirit are intended to operate when believers gather together. Amen. These gifts should be present in the church setting today. It is through these gifts that God reveals himself and instructs his people. Each of us should pray for and be willing to receive and function in the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? Not only will the church body be ministered to, but anyone else who may be visiting with us. Amen? I believe we should all want the gifts of the Spirit, including the gift of healing, to be operating at Turning Point Church. Amen. Number 10, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Acts chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 16. Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 16, and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. A little southern slang there. In the presence of y'all. John 14, verse 13, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. There's extraordinary power in the name of Jesus. Jesus has been placed in a position above every name that is named. Every name that is named. Think about that. The scripture teaches us that every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is above everything and everyone. No one is higher. No infirmity or disease or sickness can defy the name of Jesus. Amen. Ask anything in his name and he will do it. Number 11, the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. James chapter 5 and verse 15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Let me give you a couple examples from the life of Jesus where faith was used. Matthew 9, 22. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verse 28 and 29. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. Jesus healed the leper in Luke 17, verse 19. And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Listen, folks, it's impossible to please God without faith. Amen? Is your faith being expanded, built up, and increased? I pray that every verse is hitting its mark this morning. Number 12, the cry of desperation. The cry of desperation. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. Now they came to Jericho as they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the road begging. Verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 48, and many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 49, so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you. Verse 50, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. That garment was the beggar's garment. Verse 51, so Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Verse 52, then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Someone once said that God doesn't necessarily answer every prayer, but he always answers desperate, persevering prayer. Are you desperate enough to cry out? Are you desperate for a touch from Jesus? Are you desperate for a release from your pain, your debilitation, your turmoil, your constant physical problems, your grief, your suffering, your affliction? God does hear the heartfelt cry of his people. Amen? Quit accepting things. Verse number 13, the message of the cross. 13, the message of the cross. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Say that with me, folks. By his stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Verse 14, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, which included redeeming us from sickness and disease. Every curse was placed upon the Lord when he hung on the cross at Calvary. Every curse was placed on the cross when he hung on the cross at Calvary. Amen. It was placed on the Lord. Amen. Every wound that he received was for our redemption. We are redeemed from the curse. We are redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. Is right. Number 14, the destruction of the works of the devil. The destruction of the works of the devil. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. Let me get a sip of water. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Luke 13, verse 16. So ought not this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? The Bible tells us that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his plan. That's his plan. The devil wants to wreak havoc in your life, and he enjoys using physical or mental issues to debilitate you or stop you in your tracks. And he does. But brothers and sisters, you have been given authority to defeat the enemy through the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Sickness cannot bind you anymore. Sickness cannot bind you anymore. Say that with me, folks. Sickness cannot bind you anymore. You win. You win. Amen. Is there a great big bug in here somewhere? Brother Larry, huh? I shouldn't have called him a bug. Number 15. The Great Commission. The Great Commission. Matthew 10, verse 1 and verse 7 and 8. Matthew 10, verse 1 and verse 7 and 8. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 18. Mark 16, 15 through 18. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Will recover. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Every disciple the Lord Jesus Christ has been commissioned to lay hands on the sick. Every disciple. They need to pray for the sick and declare the healing virtue of God to flow through those ailing bodies and those tortured minds. Healing is God's gift to you. And the Bible says, freely you have received, now freely give. Does God still heal today? Yes, amen. And hallelujah. Glory to God. And thank you, Jesus. So let's get real with God. Get serious about your needs. Amen? Get serious. Because he's here today to heal you. He's here today to heal you. Let's sing this chorus. Some of you know it at least. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. If you're bound, depressed, tormented, sick or lame. For the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. If you're bound, depressed, tormented, sick, or lame, for the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Now everybody should know it. Let's sing it together again. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. If you're bound, depressed, tormented, sick, or lame, for the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's give God glory, folks. Come on. Let's give Him glory. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray for Carolyn Kivich. Some of you go to Daniel, lay your hands on him. As a point of contact. Lord, we lift up Carolyn to you right now in the name of Jesus. She's not here, but her significant other is here, her partner, the one she's one with. Lord, I ask that she be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, blood pressure needs to line up. Physical aches and pains need to line up. Healing needs to come in Jesus' name. This heart needs to operate at full capacity instead of 40% capacity. I can hear Carolyn calling out to you, Lord. And she needs to be healed. Touch her, Lord Jesus, right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, and because you paid the price, Jesus. You paid the price. Heal her in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. Amen. Some of you get around Paulie Suentes. Lord Jesus, Paulie confessed to me as I came in that she was not doing well. Lord, you know exactly what's going on in her, in her body. Lord God, you know her better than she knows herself. And Lord, through these scriptures that we just read, we know that it is your will to heal her. It is your will to heal her, Lord. So, Lord, I ask that when she leaves this place, she's got a dance in her step, Lord. I pray that she'll be overwhelmed by the goodness of her healing, Lord God. And she'll feel like Paulie, Lord. She'll feel worthy. She'll be able to say, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings healed my body. And we declare her healed right now in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you to set her free from every ailment in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Did Dave leave? Did your dad leave or in the restroom? Hallelujah. Patty, would you stand, please? Some of you, come on, get around here. Amen. Amen. Lord. Lord Jesus, we just lift Patty to you right now. Lord, we would ask that these hips line up with your word, Lord. Every part of her structure, Lord Jesus, would line up with your word. Let her be healed completely, Lord God. And Lord, you say that you heal us spiritually, physically, socially, Lord God, emotionally. Lord, you heal us. And Lord, we give you Patty right now and ask from the top of her head to the tip of her toes that you move on her behalf, Lord God, and you heal her in every area, Lord God, every area. In Jesus' name. Lord, give her a refreshing. Give her a refreshing, Lord. Lord God, every joint line up with the Word of God. Every joint. She was wonderfully and perfectly made in her mother's womb. Let every joint line up with the Word of God. Patty, be healed in the name of Jesus.
And I'm not having any bipolar problems. Praise the Lord.
Amen.